Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, I remember a particular season of my life as a young mom, three little boys and active Lyme disease. I was so desperately sick and we were going broke as a result. And remember in that place that God not only charged me to persevere, but he also raised the bar even more. But in that invitation, not obligation way, but to say, I want you to know that in every season, there will always be someone in your life who has less than you do. And I want you to be aware of them and bless them and be willing to give. And I thought, I have a box and a half of cereal in my cupboard. How do I do that? But I just sensed the nudging. And he just said, wherever you go, in whatever season you're in, I want you to be a flow through account of blessing. And I want you to speak to that, if you would, too, because so often we can get so self-consumed with our own needs, and our needs matter to God. We're not here just for others. He loves us, right? But I feel like we don't ever really fully see who we are until we tend to the needs of others in the midst of our own needs. You know what I'm saying? Because it links us together.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the example that you used about that box of food, because my wife does something beautiful. She keeps food in our car so that as we're driving down the highway, if we see somebody with a cardboard sign asking for something, we have the opportunity to not only give, but to include our kids in that journey. Now, one of the ways that I think we're most ready for that is if we can be thankful for how God's blessed us. And so when we can approach with a season of gratefulness, when we can wake up and say, no matter what is happening in my life, most of us listening woke up in a comfortable bed. And most of us went to a cupboard that has some version of variety. And they went to a closet that has some version of variety. And even most of us went to a garage that has some variety. We could pick between one, two, or more cars. And that doesn't mean that life is easy. In fact, the kind of perseverance that Paul's talking about is not don't be tired. It says don't grow weary. Tired happens every single day. That's why God created night and sleep. It happens every week. That's why he created Sabbath. It happens for the ground, and that's why every 7 years we're supposed to let it go fallow. Even the year of Jubilee, there is seasons and systems that God has set up for healthy rhythms of life. The kind of tiredness is when we don't recognize that our gratefulness, when we cease to be thankful, and that causes us to lack the moral fortitude and the moral courage to continue to know that he who began a good work will be faithful to complete.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.